This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The start of a new semester is usually seen as a time of fresh beginnings, but the spring convocation at Sonoma State yesterday was dominated by concerns about the state budget and its impacts on the local campus. While there is widespread fear that the worst is yet to come, University President Ruben Armenyana noted that they are already dealing with a growing list of budgetary restrictions for the current year.
There is a firm plan reduction in the CSU to reduce enrollment. For us, this means about a reduction of 250. There's a compensation freeze for executive and others. There's a hiring freeze on all but essential positions. There's a cancellation of non-critical equipment and supplies purchases, and there are travel restrictions for non-essential trips.
Additionally, all construction projects throughout the CSU system have been halted, and fee increases and enrollment cuts for next year have already been ordered. But as the state legislature confronts a budget deficit of $30 billion or more, bigger than the entire state budget for many other states, as Armenyana noted, university students and personnel are bracing for further bad news. Andy Merrifield, president of the campus chapter of the California Faculty Association, warned that teachers have already had their latest round of raises rescinded, and they appear to rank very low among the competing budget demands when CSU regents are setting spending priorities.
In looking at the competing demands facing the California State University, the first thing they realized was that 100% of the compensation promised to the faculty should be eliminated. They're not saying they didn't have the money. They said that among the competing demands, it ranked as 000. So it's not that they don't have the money, it's that we are not worth it. As a result, the CSU has cut about 278 full-time equivalent faculty, or faculty has been cut by about 1%. Number of students was increased at the same time by about 2%, but simultaneously, approximately 100 new managers were hired into the California State University at the cost of approximately $1 million per month.
Scott Miller, chair of the Faculty Association, admitted he was lecturing himself as he urged his colleagues not to take it upon themselves to try and compensate for the state's fiscal cutbacks.
We have got to stop being heroes. As a campus community, we must strenuously resist actions that bail out a dysfunctional state. In our separate units, we need to get better at knowing and stating what we can and cannot do. And as individuals, we need to be okay with saying no and letting people down, sometimes down hard. I think that in this time of great international crisis, we absolutely have the responsibility of doing our part and upholding our duties to the best of our abilities. But the biggest mistake we could possibly make in this time is pretending to the world that we can do more than we can actually do, or can only do, at too great a cost.
Eduardo Ochoa, the university provost, attempted to find a sliver of good news amidst the gloom, observing that the $15 million budget cut the Sonoma campus currently faces is less than a quarter what it might have been.
If we had faced the full brunt of the $66 million plus the mandatory cost increase, it really would have been devastating. But at that level of $15-plus million, it is more manageable. So that's a silver lining that I wanted to mention to you.
Classes for the new semester begin on Monday. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.